Welcome to Shas Illuminated. Please enjoy the following shiur.
We are beginning tonight's shiur in Simen Tov Tes Zayin. We are up to Siv Beis. We're on the last line of page Resh Pei, about to turn on to page 560. The Mechaber says in Siv Beis, Hama'orev l'shnei yomim tovim shal galuyos, a person who's making an Erev for the upcoming 2 days of Yontov Sheni shal galuyos, Ola Shabbos v'yomtov, or the upcoming Shabbos followed by Yontov, or Yontov followed by Shabbos, afal pishu eruv echa l'ruach achas l'shnei hayomim, even though he's making one eruv in one direction for the 2 days, tzaruch sheyia ha'eruv b'mekomo matzui b'lel harishon u'b'lel sheni kol ben hashmashos. We need that the eruv should be in its place, found the first night and the second night, the whole ben hashmashos. So each day is dealt as its own Kedusha, and the Erev has to be there the whole Bein HaShmashos of each day. Ketzad hu osa, how does he do this? Molicho bi Erev Yom Tov o bi Erev Shabbos umach shechalav. So a person will bring his Erev before Shabbos or before Yontif, and he'll stay there till it gets dark over Bein HaShmashos. Vinot lo biyado ubalo, and then he'll take the Erev in his hands and he'll bring it back home. Im hayolel Yom Tov, of course, if it was Yontif, then he can carry. Ulamachar, and the next day, molicho la'oso makom, he brings it back to the same place. Umanicho sham ad shetechshach, and he stays there with his Erev till he gets dark. Va'ochlo im hayolel Shabbos, and then he's not allowed to take it home if it's Shabbos, so he'll eat it there if it's Lel Shabbos, Omevio im Hayolel Yom Tov, or if it's the second day Yom Tov, then he could bring it back home after Bein HaShmashos. Mipnei Shehen Shtei Kedushos, the reason for this din, that he has to make sure the Erev is there during both days of Bein HaShmashos, is because the 2 days are Shtei Kedushos. Ve'enom Kiyom Echod, and they're not considered one day, Kedei Shenomar, in order that we should say, Melel Rishon Kono HaErev L'Shnei Yomim, that from the first night, from the first Bein HaShmashos, it's Kona Shvisha for 2 days. We don't say that from one Bein HaShmashos, it's Kona Shvisha for 2 days. You have to be Kona Shvisha each day during its Bein HaShmashos. Nechol ha'eruv harishon. If the Erev gets eaten the first day, so Kona ha'eruv larishon. So the Erev took effect for the first day. The Enu Erev lasheni. Since there's no more Erev, it's not a good Erev for the second day. Erev Biragla Barishom, if you made an Erev with your feet, you went and stood there during Bein HaShmashos for the first day. Tzorech La'arev Biragla Basheni, you have to go again and be Ma'arev with your feet the second day. V'hu Sheyelech V'yamod Ba'usamakum, that means you have to go and stand in the same place. V'yachsho Belibo, and think in your heart, Sheyikne Sham Shvisa, that you want to be Kona over there Shvisa. V'lo Yomar Klum, but you shouldn't say anything. As we know, when you're Kona Shvisa with your Raglov, with your feet, you don't have to do any Dibur. And the reason why you don't want to do a dibur in this case is mipnei sha'aser laso shum hachana miyontov l'shabbos or mishabbos l'yontov afilu b'dibur. Because you can't do hachana from Shabbos to Yontov or Yontov to Shabbos, or we'll see in the Mishavura, even from one day of Yontov to another day of Yontov, even through dibur, and therefore you want to avoid any dibur. The kol shekein she'enu yochol la'arei b'pas. Certainly you can't go the second day and make an Erev with bread, shelo Erev bo kfar biyom rishon, that you didn't use for your Erev the first day, vipnei shayotzorech likros olav shem Erev, because then you would have to call upon it the shem Erev, and that would be achana. So we know that when you're making an Erev with bread, you have to speak it out. When you're making an Erev with your feet, you don't have to speak it out, and therefore if you made the Erev with your feet the first day, you'd have to go back and make an Erev the second day with your feet with no dibur. But if you try to go make an Erev with bread the second day or food the second day, then you have to speak, and that would be a problem of achana, so that wouldn't be allowed. Erev barishon l'machal, if you made an Erev the first day with food, so imrotza la'arev biragla basheni hareza Erev, if you want to make the Erev the second day with your feet, that would be a good Erev, because it doesn't require speech. V'imrotza la'arev bepas, and if you want to make an Erev the second day with bread, tzarech la'arev ba'oso ha'pas atzma, you'll have to make an Erev with the same bread you used the first day, she'erev barishon, she'enu tzarech lomar klum, then you wouldn't have to say anything. Shekfar kora shem Erev, because you already called upon it a shem Erev. V'imkein enu meichin klum, in that case, you have not been meichin anything, you didn't do achana. So let's see the sif again with the Mishavura. The Mishabura begins to cut on Yud. Again, the Mechaber said that you're being Ma'ariv L'Shnei Yom Tovim Shagolius. Says the Mishabura, Ma'ariv L'Shnei Yom Tovim Ratzalomar, it means to say, Shapirish Behedya. He said explicitly, Sheyochul Ha'eruv Al Shnei Hayomim, that the Erev should be Chal for the 2 days, O Al Shabbos V'Yom Tov, or for Shabbos and Yom Tov. Sivkotan Yud Al Shogolios. This is coming Lafuke Shnei Yomim Tovim Shal Rosh Hashanah. Like we discussed in the last year, this is coming to exclude from the din of the 2 days of Rosh Hashanah. Afim Nechal Eruva Bayom Rishon. When it comes to Rosh Hashanah, even if the Eruv was eaten during the first day, Yochol Leilich Gamba Sheni, you're allowed to use the Eruv even the second day. Shetekep Beben Ashmashos Rishon. Because right away, by the first Ben Ashmashos, Nikna Loha Eruv Lishnei Hayomim. The Eruv is Kaina for 2 days. The Kedush Achasein. As we said, Rosh Hashanah, the 2 days is considered Yom Arichta. It's 1 day. So once you're Kona Shvisa, the first Ben Ashmashos, that works for the 2 days. So even if the Eruv gets eaten the first day, the Eruv still works for you for the second day. Masha'enkein b'shagoliyos, which is not the case when you have the 2 days of Yontif, a Yontif Sheni Shagoliyos, lo nitkan Hasheni rak mishum Sveika Diyoma. The second day was only established because of Sveika Diyoma, and therefore it's viewed as two separate Kedushos. The same thing will be true if a person made an Eruv with his feet. During Ben Ashmashos, of the first day of Rosh Hashanah, Kona Shvisa Bazel Lishnei Hayomim, that kinyan works for both days as well. So whether you're being Kona with bread or food, or you're being Kona with your feet, Rosh Hashanah is viewed as 1 day. And as long as you're Kona, your Shvisa there, the first Ben Ashmashos, it works for both days. Says the Mishabura, Sivkatan Yud Beis. So the Mechaber said, Afa Pishu Erev Echel Ruach Achas Lishnei Hayomim, even though for this Shabbos Yontif, Yontif Shabbos, or 2 days of Yontif with Yontif Sheni Shagolius, even though you're making one Erev in one direction for the 2 days, you must make sure that the Erev is around there for both days of Ben Ashmashos. Says the Mishabura Ratzalomar, Mikom Makom Lo Amrinan Dedai Sheyeh HaErev Kayim Biyom Rishon Levad. We don't say that even though you want the Erev to be in the same direction for both days, that is good enough for the Erev to be Kayim just the first day, Kevin the Shtei Kedushos same, because it is Shtei Kedushos. So then the Mechaber gets down to the example. He says, Kesed Hu Osa, how do we do it? Zakte Mishaburas of Katan Yud Gimel Ratzalomar, Imhu Makom She'enu Mishtamir. We're talking about a case where it's not going to be guarded. You're afraid if you just leave your bread there, it's going to be gone by the time the second Ben Ashmashos comes. Therefore, the Mechaber says, you bring it there yourself the first day. And who then you could send it the first day through a shaliach. And you stay there till after Ben Ashmashos. And then you take it back home. Because it's not going to be guarded there, and you want to make sure you have it the second day. And you have to bring it back to the next day. So you're going back and forth simply because it's a makom she'ena mishtamer. What if it was mishtamer? So if you look in the Shaar Tzion, Ozvav, he writes, this is from the Ritva, the imhu makom ha-mishtamer, if it was a guarded place, ain't tzarech l'havio l'beiso, you don't have to bring the food back home. Just leave it there. And once the Ben Ashmashos on the second day comes, it kicks in as an Erev for the second day. So the whole reason we're making you take it back home and go back again the second day is because you didn't find a Makom that is Mishtamer. So the Mechaber said, what do you do? You're Malichu, I'm reading the Mechaber, the third line, you're Malichu Be'erev Yom Tov O Be'erev Shabbos U'mach Shechalav. You stay there till Ben Ashmashos is over, V'not Lo Be'yodo, you take it in your hands. Ubalo, and you go back home, im hayal el yom tov. If it was yontif and you can carry, you carry it back home. Says the Mishabura Yudalud, im hayal el yom tov. Ubishabis aser lisa and olabeso. If it's Shabbos, obviously you're not allowed to carry it back home. And memele yamuchrach lelech lomochar kodem ben ashmashos l'sham. And you'd be forced to go the next day before ben ashmashos to that spot, liros im ha'eruv kayim, to see if the eruv is still around. V'leishav sham atche techshach. And then you'd have to sit there during the ben ashmashos for it to kick in for the second day as well. Ukid l'kameh, like we will see later on. Then the Mechaber said, so you bring it home if it's yontif. Ulamachar, the fourth line, he writes, Malicha lo'oso makum, umanicha shamash etashach. So again, you bring it back the next day, and you leave it there till after it gets dark. And then we said, if it's Lel Shabbos, you eat it. Zokta mishaburas, if katan tezvav, ochlo imhoya Lel Shabbos, ratzaloma shemutar lo'ochlo kishayirtze. You're allowed to eat it when you want. Mikaven shekvar chal ho'eruv. Once Ben Ashmashos is finished, the eruv is chal for the second day, now you're allowed to go ahead and eat it. Or, Mechaber said, you could bring it back home if this is Lel Yontif as well, because again, the 2 days are two Kedushos. And they're not like a Yom Echad that we should say from the first night is Kona the Eruv for the 2 days. Then the Mechaber told us the next case. If it was Nechal HaEruv Barishon, if you put the food there the first day, and then it was eaten the first day, so the Mechaber said the Eruv works for the first day, it doesn't work for the second day. Let's say, says the Mechaber, you were Erev Beragla Berishon. So then the Mechaber said, Tzarech L'Arev Beragla Bashani. You have to be Ma'arev again with your Regalim the second day. Zakhtam Meshabura Tezayim. The Erev Yom HaRishon She'erev Beragla. The first day's Erev that you did with your feet. Afilu Im Kivein She'yoel L'Shnei HaYomim. Even if your intention was it should work for both days, Eino Moel Klali Yom Sheni. It does not work at all for the second day. Kasva poskim, the poskim write, Dim lo erev barishon lo bepas velo beraglov. If you did not make an erev at all the first day, not with bread and not with your feet, eino yochol lo erev basheni afilu beraglov. You can't make an erev the second day, even with your feet. Since the first day you liked the Bnei Iro, you were not allowed to go outside the Tchum. So now if you're going to go ahead and make an Erev the second day, it's Nira Kamechin. It looks like you're being Mechin from one day to the next. Then the Mechaber said, so if you were Erev Beragla Barishon, you must be Ma'arev Beragla Basheni. And the Mechaber says, you have to go back to the same place and think in your heart, Sheik Nisham Shvisa. But don't say anything, because that would be achana. Zakta mishabura yudzayin, ba'usa makum, aval ruach acheres, einu yochol lo'arev beragla b'yom sheni. But you can't make an erev with your feet the second day in a different direction. The kevan shemokum zeh hoye esmo asr leilich. Since in this direction you were asr to walk yesterday, so nira kemechin ato miyontot l'shabbos. So it looks like you're being mechin from yontot l'shabbos. V'yesh omrim da'ap ruach acheres yochol lo'arev beragla. Some say that you, in fact, can make an Erev in the other direction with your feet the second day, Liom Sheni. V'achshe yizor shalom yomar klum, but you should make sure not to say anything. Rakshe yeshev ad shetechshach ukid l'kamei. Rather, you should sit there till it gets dark, like we'll see later on. Sivkaton yudches, when you're being ma'arig beraglov in the same direction the second day, lo yomar klum, v'im ovar v'omar, if you did the wrong thing and you did a dibur, afilu hachi kona shvisa, it still works. And the reason why you're trying to avoid the dibur is it's asr to do hachana. Zakhtam mishabura sivkaton yudches, he said it's asr to be meichin for yontot the Shabbos and Shabbos the yontot. Zakhtam mishabura b'hu adin l'inyan shnei yomim tovim shagolios. So too, when it comes to 2 days of yontot shagolios, sha'asr l'hachin miyomtot l'chaveiro, you also can't do hachana from one day of Yontif to the other day of Yontif. And then the Mechaber said, in the third to last line, V'kol shekein she'en yochol arev bepas. If you made an Erev the first day with your feet, you certainly can make an Erev the second day with bread, because if you make an Erev with bread, we know you have to do a dibur, and that's not allowed. That's a chana. Says the Mishabura, V'kol shekein she'en yochol, V'afilu b'dieved lo mahanik she'erev bepas. If you made an Erev the first day with your feet, and you're coming to make an Erev the second day with your bread, and you need to make a dibur, so then even with the Evid, it's not going to help if you make an Erev with pas. Since the first day you only made an Erev with your feet, and now you're doing it with bread, you have to do a dibur. V'chein b'masha kosav ha-mechaber l'chamei, and so too what the Mechaber says later on, the dafka ba'usu ha-pas atzma, that you have to use the very same bread that you used the first day. In ma'asav ha-pas acher, if you use another bread, afilu b'diavad lo havei erev, even b'diavad, it's not going to be a good erev, because again, since you're using a different bread, it requires a dibur, that erev would not be good. Then the Mechaber said, in the second to last line, if you were erev barishon b'machal, so if you made an Erev the first day with food, you can make an Erev the second day with your feet, because you don't have to do a dibur. But if you want to make an Erev the second day with bread again, so then you have to use the same bread where you wouldn't have to make a dibur. Says the Mishabura Chaf Aleph Imratza, Mishum de Biraglov Eino Tzaruch Lo Lomar Klum. If you're going to make an Erev the second day with your feet, you don't have to say anything. Ve'imbo Mishum Achona, and there would be no issue of Achona, kana like we said before. Sefkotun Chaf Beis, but if you're going to choose to do it with bread, it must be the same bread, she'eno tzarech lomar. Rotza lomar means to say, ma'she'en keini mika pasacher, which is not the case if you take a different bread to make your erev the second day. Tzarech likros alea shem erev. You'd have to call upon it a shem erev with your dibur. Fahu b'chal achana, that would be a problem of achana. Sefkadon chav gimel atzma, the same bread. Uba'usum mokum dafka. Not only does it have to be the same bread, which wouldn't require a dibur, it also would have to be in the same place. But to make the Erev in another place would not be allowed, even with the same bread. Since you uprooted the bread from its original place, without having intention to put it back in the same place the next day, you have uprooted from this bread the shame of the Erev. It's like making an Erev with new bread, and therefore it would require a new dibur. You don't have to say anything. The ayin beprimigadim shemitzadeh. Look in the primigadim where he leans to say shemitzadeh lomer shegama bracha al ha'iruv lo yuchal oz levarach. You also can't make a bracha on the air of the second day ki ayidei zeh yim minker ha'achana. Because then the hachana is going to be recognizable. You're saying a bracha the same way you can't have a divur. You also would not be allowed to make a bracha on the second day. I'd like to just to point out a very interesting bir halacha, and that is back on page 560, divar maskel ulamachar malicho. So again, that's the fourth line of the mechaber. The mechaber said in the second line, ketzad hu oseh. So how do you do this with the 2 days? He said, your malicho bi erev yom tov o be erev Shabbos. You walk your food there on Erev Yontif or Erev Shabbos, and you say that the whole Bein HaShmashos, and then you take it back with you if it's Erev Yontif, if it's Yontif now. Ulamachar malicha la'osamakam, and the next day, you go bring the food back there, and you wait there till after Bein HaShmashos is over. Frekta bi'alacha l'chora, kevan shaholech be'atzmo v'yoshev ashetechsha, since you're walking your bread there, and you're waiting there anyway till it gets dark, lama lo lokachas apas, who needs bread? Hello, Menelo Kona Shvisa b'Yishivaso Shom. If you're sitting there, holding Hashmoshos, you don't have to be sitting there with your bread because you could be Ma'ariv Baraglov. The Hello Amrinon. Behold, we say Dim Eira b'Pas b'Rishon Yochol La'ariv Baraglov Hasheni. We say later on in the Sif, even if you use bread the first day, you can use your feet the second day because it doesn't require a dibur. So why, if you go back to the same place, are you bothering to bring the bread? Why does the Mechaber say L'mochar Malicha Lo'osu Makom? Go bring the bread back to the same place. If you're going there and sitting there, holding Hashmoshos, so be ma'ariv b'raglav and don't bother bringing back the bread. Kemosha kosev, the self asif, that's the b'ralochas kasha. Says the b'ralocha, b'rabbeinu Yonasan motzashi sheher bazel, and Mishnah, Rabbeinu Yonasan points this out in the Mishnah. V'ratalomai b'tiriz echad, he wants to say in one of his answers, the adkan lo amrinu diyochol lo'ariv b'raglav b'sheni elke shenech la'pas. That when we say that you ma'ariv the first day with bread, you can ma'ariv the second day with pas, that with, if you ma'ariv the first day with pas, and you want to be ma'ariv the second day with your raglayim, that's only true if the bread was eaten. That's what he wants to answer. So here it wasn't eaten, so you have to use pas again. The poskim don't bring this down. The other rabba, and the opposite is true. Miloshana mechaber, from the language of the mechaber, imrotzo lo'oriv basheni beraglov. The mechaber writes later on, if you ma'ariv the first day with bread, and you want to be ma'ariv the second day beraglov, that's mashma, the beritzono toli, it's dependent on you. It's not dependent on whether your bread was eaten or not, so that's not a very satisfactory answer. So says the beralocha, v'nira da ayidei shliach mayri. What the mechaber means over here, ulamachar malicha la'oso makom, it means you should send it with a shaliach. V'gam b'tchila shekasa ketzeru osa malicha. And even in the beginning, when the mechaber says, what do? You bring your bread there. Hakavana gam ken ayidei shaliach. There also he means through a shaliach. Da ayidei atzmo, because if it was through himself, kevan sheyoshev at shetechsha, since he's sitting there till it gets dark, eino tzarech la'pas, like we're saying, you don't need bread. Ach, however, by Yom Harishon Efsher, the first day it's possible, Mishum Dechoshe Shema Lomocher Yichbad Lo Lelech Ba'atzmo La'ar Biraglov. Maybe the first day, since it's possible that he's concerned that maybe the second day it's going to be too hard for him to walk there, the Biraglov L'Kuyam Lo Mahani L'Shnei Yomim Hecha D'Shtei Kedusha saying, that when it comes to the Ma'ariv Biraglov, everyone agrees it doesn't help for the 2 days. When it's 2 kedushas, you absolutely have to go back the second day. He's worried that maybe he won't be able to go back the second day. So al kein lokeach ito pas. So therefore, the first day he brings along with him bread. Pen yimtzum mokom amishtamer. Maybe he'll find the guarded place lahanicho shom that he can leave it for both days. Viyucha lahanicho shom l'shem erev behedi al shnei hayomim, and then he can leave it there explicitly for both days. Because with bread, it could work out for both days, like we saw in the Sharatzion. If it's a mokom amishtamer, it can work for both days. But if you have to go with your feet, so then you mamish have to go both days when it's Shnei Kedushos. So it could be that the first day he doesn't want to just go with his feet because he thinks it's going to be too much to go back the second day. So he wants to try his luck and he wants to bring the bread there. Maybe he'll find the Makom HaMishtamer. But for sure in the second case, the second day, when he says, "Ulamachar Malicha La'usa Makom," for sure says the Be'er Halacha, it's talking about that he's sending a Shaliach, because again, if he would be going by himself, he would have no reason to bring along the bread. We'll stop here and continue with Mirz Hashem in the next year with Siv Gimel.
You have been listening to a shiur from shasilluminated.org. For other shiurim on many topics, or to hear an Eon shiur on any daf in Shas, including Maor Mekaymus on each shiur, please visit www.shasilluminated.org. To order CDs or for more information, please call 203-312-SHAS. That's 203-312-7427 or email info@shasilluminated.org.